This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hey, so you remember toxic assets? I know, how could you forget, right? The root cause, really, of the whole financial crisis. The lousy mortgages bundled into even lousier bonds that big banks sold off seemingly willy-nilly until the whole thing went bust. We now have, though, the first big government case filed against one of the banks that went bust. A joint working group that President Obama set up earlier this year has filed suit against J.P. Morgan Chase, which now owns Bear Stearns, the bank that went bust. The suit accuses Bear of selling bonds, mortgage-backed securities, remember, that were backed by mortgages that Bear knew weren't going to pay off. Eric Schneiderman is the attorney general of the state of New York. He is also the co-chairman of that state federal task force I mentioned, and he is the one who filed the suit last night. Mr. Schneiderman, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
This is the first major case that's been filed in relation to one of the big companies that went under in the financial crisis, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. I have to ask, with all respect, where you been, sir? We're 4.5 years on now.
Would I have liked for things to have gone faster? I'm an impatient guy. I'm from Manhattan. But we bring cases when they're ready, and you will see more cases in the weeks and months ahead.
Still, though, why you? Why not the federal government?
This particular case we brought under the Martin Act, which is our New York State securities law. But believe me, this is brought very much as a part of a team effort. There were folks in U.S. attorneys' offices around the country who helped us do interviews. So this is a collective effort.
As you know, Bear Stearns was acquired by J.P. Morgan Chase because Henry Paulson, then the Secretary of the Treasury, Timothy Geithner, his successor, and Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed, all but begged Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, to do this and bail him out. Is J.P. Morgan Chase now being punished for something the government encouraged?
No, I think that all we're doing is sending the message that there's one set of rules for everyone. It would send a terrible message if we said this flamboyant fraud, this gross misconduct and misleading investors by a firm that was really at the top of this market. If we let them go for this kind of gross misconduct just because of the chain of title and who happened to purchase them, that would send a terrible message. I think, if anything, the American people think there weren't enough strings put on the bailouts of the banks. They bought Bear Stearns with a $29 billion taxpayer-backed loan. So I think folks really are looking to see accountability. And I get more complaints coming the other way, quite frankly.
If I invested in one of these securities that Bear Stearns sold, or if I and lost money, lots of money, or if I got trapped into a fraudulent mortgage that Bear Stearns was packaging in here, how does this make me feel better? What does it do?
Well, when there is a recovery, either after trial or through a settlement, and the investors get money, it will make them feel somewhat better. Is this going to get us all the way back to where we were pre-crash? No, we're never going to get back to the point before these folks that we're suing and others created an unprecedented bubble in the American housing market, resulting in an unprecedented crash in the American economy. We're never getting back the $7.4 trillion of home equity that was lost to the American people. We will get some recovery. We will get some sense of justice. But most important, the next time around, you can't get away with things just because you're big or influential or powerful. It's very important to get out the truth about everything that happened in the last crash so we can have a good working set of rules that are good for the industry and good for investors going forward.
Why was this filed, Mr. Schneiderman, as a civil complaint and not a criminal complaint? Is it just because the burden of proof is easier on you guys?
Well, the burden of proof is different. There are a lot of different reasons, but this is the first case of the working group, not the last case, and this particular complaint is a civil complaint.
Do you believe there was criminal activity here?
I don't want to comment on that. As I say, I'm one of a group of prosecutors who are still investigating these.
Well, I ask because the question, of course, is why nobody's gone to jail yet.
Well, we're still in the middle of an investigation, and I really don't want to comment. This case is I think probably the most significant case that's been brought by a public entity thus far. And my colleagues in the working group and I are continuing to pursue other matters. And I think it will be sooner rather than later that you'll see additional actions.
All right. Eric Schneiderman is the attorney general of the state of New York talking about his complaint against J.P. Morgan from late last night. Mr. Schneiderman, thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you.